My body is part of who I am. It is not everything that I am. It just feels that way ever since I traded my soul for human feet. Hi, this is Coach MK, and this is the Morning Mantra. Hi, my name is MK Fleming. I'm a run coach based in Denver, Colorado. But this isn't a podcast about running exactly. Don't tell my clients, but we're never really talking about the running. When you know a craptastic event is coming, it helps to have a mantra to keep you centered and focused as you move through it. You don't have to be an athlete to be hashtag coached and loved by Coach MK. And if you are here, then you are hashtag winning at life. Today's mantra is, I'm in training. I am in training. Today's mantra is a response to a lovely email that I received from a listener today. Hi, Coach MK. I'm loving the messages coming from the new Coach MK Facebook page and your daily podcast. Listening to you has changed my life, which is weird considering I'm not running anymore. Your authentic messages, your recommended reading, and your honest truth helped me to see how I was numbing what I didn't want to face, and alcohol was drowning who I was truly meant to be. I changed therapists to one who specializes in addiction, made some other changes in my life, and then got sober. Since then, I've had knee surgery, and the surgeon recommended I stop running altogether. I felt like my identity was erased, but again, it's never about the running. Your honesty about your pregnancy and postnatal body have given me the strength and hope to move past the physical limitations. Focus on what I can do, which is everything but run. But what if I don't ever run again? My PT says never say never, and I know that I am still coached and loved. So this is tough. Listener, I totally feel where you're coming from. It is heartbreaking to think that this thing that is a big part of who you are might not be part of you any longer. Now, this is a point where most people say, stay positive, never say never, doctors don't know anything, and I'm not going to go that route. We live in a world now where we hate experts because experts have failed us on multiple levels simultaneously. So we now have gurus, and we have shamans, and we have witch doctors, effectively. People who say, I know this area really, really, really well, just trust me. And I shudder to think that I might be in that category too. I mean, I'm a certified run coach, but what does that mean? I don't know. So I tell you that to draw you into a story, a parallel of my own life. When I think back to business school, I remember when I was prepping for my investment banking interviews. A very good friend of mine from undergrad happened to be the hiring manager for the bank where I ended up working. I remember speaking with her after I'd been given an offer but had yet to be placed in the pool. And she said, well, what do you really want to do? And I said, well, you know, I have one job for 7 years, and the nature of that job changed over 7 years, but I think whatever I do next, I want to be like, okay, you'll be here for a bit. And if you do well, then you'll be here, and the work will change, and the role will change, and then you'll be here, and it'll be like almost like a ladder to climb. But I don't think I need to say that because. And she looked at me and laughed, and she said, I know exactly what you mean. What you want is a dynamic career trajectory, and that is exactly what we offer here at UBS. And I was like, a dynamic career trajectory. That's exactly it. Turns out this friend of mine, her name's Jackie, is also a screenwriter, and she made the parallel between that dynamic career trajectory. It's very basic human nature to want that because it's like a story having an arc. You're going to be here and then here and then here, and something's always going to be moving and changing. And when I think about that, and I think about what the word training actually means, and if you look it up, it comes from a Middle English word that originally was used to describe a line of traveling people or vehicles, and then was shortened to mean a connected series of things. That is a train. So when you're in training, effectively what it used to mean was you were part of a caravan, you were part of a connected series of things. And that's where you are right now. The thing about training that I think a lot of people don't appreciate, especially people from my previous gig, it's that you don't come into a training plan for a rubber stamp. You come into a training plan to change. For me as the coach, to give you a connected series of activities to engage in that will change who you are and what you do by the end of it. And granted, there's only so much change we can bring about in 20 weeks and a whole lot of life that can get in the way. But that's what training is. It's trying to take this body of yours, to get it to do something new and different, to take it to a new and different place. And it's amazing that our bodies at any age can do that. And it's amazing that our minds at any age could decide to take us there and just put us on that path. So what does that have to do with you right now not running? You're still in training. We just don't know what for yet. And this is why it's so critical to focus on what you can do, because any day is just a snapshot. And that snapshot is not the whole picture. It is one moment in time. It's a blurb on someone's Facebook page. It's a square on Instagram. It is a moment in time that of a body that is changing in so many different ways. And if you were to ask Alex Lanton, my physical therapist, at different points last year, let's say last April, after we looked at each other and said, hey, you know what? Physical therapy isn't working. My muscles are not getting any stronger. I am not losing any weight. I am no less lax than I was, and I am scared. And this is before the pain got really bad. That would come in May. By the early June, when I was no better, he said, I really want you to consider seeing a surgeon. And by then I was listening to Dr. Death, the podcast, and I was terrified. If you had had a snapshot of either of those points in time, when neither of us thought I would be pain-free again, much less running again, it would have been insane, ludicrous, and I would have punched you with my good arm if you tried to been like, oh, golly gee, you know, just hope and pray and everything's going to be fine, because that's not how hope and prayer work. It just isn't. So I tell you that to tell you this. Right now, you're not running. And right now you can't see past that. But you are in training. For what, we don't know. That's for you to decide. Maybe you're not in training for another marathon, but maybe swimming will come out of this. Or maybe biking will come out of this. Or maybe something we haven't thought about yet will come out of this. But you are still on that dynamic life trajectory. Your story still has an arc. We just haven't yet hit the apex to know what the other side is going to be. I will forever be fortunate and grateful and acknowledge my privilege in that my story had an arc that landed me right back where I began as a runner. I have no idea, not knowing anything about your body, your situation, or your knee surgery. It would be irresponsible to venture a guess. And it would be even more irresponsible for me to tell you to ignore your surgeon, because those guys are not stupid. Remember, each day, rather than focusing on what you can't do yet, don't think of it as what you can't do anymore, but it's what you can't do yet. And what you can't do yet really is visualize what you'll be doing next. And the best way to focus on what you can do right now is to say to yourself, this is a snapshot. This is a point in time. I don't know where this point in time is going to go. All I know is there is work to be done. I have work. I am grateful to have work because so many patients, so many people in chronic pain never will. So many patients will never have formal diagnoses. I have a diagnosis. I have a plan. I have a path. I have work. I will not disrespect that work. It doesn't need me to like it. I will do that work. Because you never know where it's going to lead. I sure as hell never thought 3 hours a week of Pilates and 8 hours of running would become 8 hours of Pilates, which is now 10 hours of Pilates. And last week I threw in 23 miles of running on top of that. It's a great big time suck. I don't love it, but the work didn't need me to like it. It just needs me to do it. So there for 20 months, all I could do was Pilates. I had no idea if I would ever run again. I really didn't. And neither did Alex Lanton, and I could tell from the look in his eyes when he said, I think it's time to consider seeing a surgeon, and the way he couched that phrase, knowing how much it would scare me, and how long he, and then had me, and knowing that from that moment that came out of his mouth, I would be calculating how long has it been that you have wanted to say this to me? How long have you been holding this back? Because you wouldn't have said that if there was anything else we could do. You met that point, you've sailed past it, you're on the other side now. You might be done, you might not be. But that person standing in Alex Lanton's office last year never would have believed that the person here today is possible, but that is what a dynamic life trajectory does. It launches you into different places. I don't know where you're going next, but I know that I will be with you every step of the way, providing mantras when you need them. So here's yours. In those moments when you get wrapped up missing running, when you get a little sad, when you think you want a drink, when you want to throw a pity party, because we all do, and we all want to indulge. Congratulations on getting on top of your indulgences, by the way, and for being on top of your sobriety. That is a really, really, really amazing and hard thing to do. But in those moments when you're there, I want you to hear my voice in the back of your head. You say, I don't know what it is that I'm doing. I want you to hear me reminding you. You are in training because you are. Your trajectory has not stopped. Your story is not finished. We are still arcing. And until we have hit that apex to know what the other side is going to look like, you've got to keep doing the work. Whatever work it is you have to do, you don't have to like it, but you have to do it. Don't worry about what you can do. Focus on what you can and know that you are in training. And as long as you are in training, you are participating in one of the many interconnected series of things. Then you are not done unless you just want to be. You are coached, you are loved, and you are winning at life. And you are definitely winning at life if you subscribe to my Nuzzle Nut newsletter, follow me on Facebook, or follow me on Instagram. Feel free to do all three. Are you facing a situation? Would a mantra be helpful for you? If so, drop me a line, coachmkfleming@gmail.com. Again, that's one word, coachmkfleming@gmail.com. You can also find daily inspiration on my Instagram @morningmantrapod. One word, again, Instagram @morningmantrapod. Or finally, you can hop over to my Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/coachedandloved. Website coming soon, but between now and then, there are so many other places to get me. Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, take your pick. I'm here for you. All you have to do is look.